Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We are back at this 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm excited about our new friend. Christina Cavanaugh, ladies and gentlemen, is an internationally recognized expert on the subject of email. She's a professor of management communication at the MBA program at the Richard Ivey School of Business at the University of Western Ontario, and she also consults with businesses all over the place to help them with their email, making sure that they are as effective as they can be with their email, making sure that their email programs and their email practices actually help them and not hurt them. Her book is called Managing Your Email. Christina Cavanaugh, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you here, and this is a very important topic, as you know. And I know, I mean, obviously, you recognize the importance of it because you've made part of your career focusing on this. I want to read something before we start into the nuts and bolts of this a little bit, Christina. I want to read something from your book. It's a quote from your book that I think is really important. I think it's very important that you mentioned the late communications theorist Marshall McLuhan, where you actually remind us that he predicted email's legacy in the 60s. You say he looked for patterns between society and technology advances and believed that each new advance in communication created a shift in the way that we lived, worked, and played. And boy, howdy, email fits that category. And here's a quote from Mr. McLuhan. He said, "We shape the tools, and they in turn shape us." And as I said, man, have we ever been shaped by email?
That's
a great part of your book that I really enjoyed reminding myself about, and I appreciate you making that available. But it's the truth, isn't it, about email?
Well, it really is. When I was looking at the patterns of what has happened, it would appear that we work for email now rather than it working for us.
And more's the pity.
Well, it is, because the issue with email is that it's a wonderful productivity tool, but if we're working for it, then it means that we're actually spending more time on email and not more time on creative pursuits.
Right. Well, we're just communicating our little heads off, aren't we?
Yeah, too much.
Yeah. But you know what? But you know what, Christina? I really feel that my basic fundamental attitude about email is that it's made me incredibly more productive. But at the same time, I do know that there are aspects of it that make me unproductive.
Mm-hmm. No, and that's the conundrum, if you will, about email, or what I refer to in my book as the love-hate relationship.
Uh-huh.
You know, nobody wants to do without their email. I've never heard over the last 3 years anybody I've ever spoken to on research tell me get rid of email. Mm-hmm. But I've certainly had a lot of people say to me that, you know, a lot of the low-value emails and a lot of the habits and the quirks and the things that come through almost feel like the price to pay just to be able to use the tool.
Well, and also, even as dedicated as you are to the subject of email, and you spend an awful lot of your professional time, personal time, helping people to understand email. You've got your new book out, which is outstanding.
Called
Managing for Your Email: Thinking Outside the Inbox is mm-hmm. the subtitle. But the thing is that you also say. Remind us of something that I like to remind us about too, and that's, hey, pick up the phone every once in a while.
Yeah, I mean, I think what's happened, Jim, in workplaces is that we've seemed to have defaulted to email, and this is a trend that's been happening the last 3-4 years. So it feels like we're being more productive because we're sending emails from our keyboards and we're not bothering with phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem becomes that some messages should just not be typed, even though they all can be. Some shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
Some should have a phone call or a face-to-face meeting. And when we sort of confuse the channel and put everything, you know, on email, it tends to actually create more problems than we think we solve.
Well, one of the things that we do here in this organization is we work with some pretty large communities, and one of the largest is our Brain Trust, the people who, like you, join us on the show, mm-hmm. and talk about what they have on their mind. And mm-hmm. and that number is now, you know, in excess of 400 folks in that community, mm-hmm. and growing, because we just added you to our list. And
oh, wow.
So the thing is we communicate with those people by email, but every once in a while I say, you know what, I haven't talked to this person. You know, the last time we asked him to join us on the show, we sent them an email. This time I want to talk to him. I'll pick up the phone and call him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I believe that's. I think we need to say, okay, the email, we need to use it when it helps us to be productive.
Mm-hmm.
We need to avoid it when it becomes an excuse for not talking to somebody.
Yes, that's, you know, truer words were never said, Jim, and I think that's what does tend to happen. And every time we send an email on a subject, rather than picking up the phone or face to face, we send a message to the other parties. And, you know, when you build that up, and it happens day in, day out, it's no wonder that a lot of times people feel so stressed when it comes to dealing with email.
Mm-hmm.
I had an example. I was doing a session with a pharmaceutical company a couple weeks ago, and the senior VP in the room had said to us, shared with us the story of an employee who was obviously distraught about something that had gone on in the office, and this employee had chose to put all this down in an email and send it to her.
Oh, no.
And her reaction, the senior VP is saying, her first reaction was, why did she bother to do this?
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't she just come and see me?
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't she call me and want to come see me? It really raises a lot of issues when we use email improperly for the wrong things.
Yeah, and you actually have a whole section in your book about email, about the legal issues of email. Legal aspects.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
And give us a little bit of an idea about that.
Well, I think the legal issues come from the fact that a lot of people feel that email is just ephemeral. So they feel that email is just, oh, well, you know, I'll just send an email and no problem. But the issue is that email is actually more permanent than paper ever was.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be forensically traced. You know, just because you delete it from your system doesn't mean it doesn't reside on...
Once you hit the send button, it becomes... the world can then share in it, maybe forever and ever. Christina,
well,
stand
right.
by. We're going to have to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our new friend, Christina Cavanaugh. 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our new friend, Christina Cavanaugh. She's the author of Managing Your Email, Thinking Outside the Inbox. And it's a great book that I recommend to you folks, and you can get it, I'm assuming, Christina, wherever books are sold.
I believe so, but I know that people have had the best success with Amazon.com and okay. Barnes & Noble.
And Cavanaugh is spelled with all A's. A-G-H. Cavanaugh, all A's, and it's Christina Cavanaugh. So check that out at any of the online bookstores. But if you're going to your regular brick-and-mortar bookstores, just ask for it by name, Managing
mm-hmm.
Your Email by Christina Cavanaugh. Christina, let's talk about, help us with managing our inbox. That's one of the biggest, I got to tell you, I'm a pretty darn good, you know, email professional here. I think I've got my cornflakes together when it comes to my email, except that I don't think I'm doing as good a job managing my inbox as I need to. And you know, one of the problems that I have, I don't know if this means anything to you, Christina, but mm-hmm. I'm a pack rat by nature.
Mm-hmm.
And that manifests itself in my inbox, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that before?
Yes, you're not alone, and I would want to ask you what your definition of pack rat is.
I think that whatever I have, I always imagine that I'm going to need it again sometime.
Yeah, so there's nothing wrong with that, and that's one of the beauties of email and electronic communication is the ability to store things without taking up a lot of space.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a real advantage over paper. But what tends to happen when I talk to people, you get people who won't take messages out of their inbox. So you've got people with 5,782 messages in their inbox, and people
How about 3,000? Is 3,000 okay?
No.
Well, how about 2,000?
No, I'm kind of recommending that you keep your inbox only to current items, which might be less than 50.
Really?
The best way to use the inbox is that when things come up there, those are current items that you need to deal with. Once something has been dealt with, then you take it out of your inbox and create an electronic folder and put it in the folder. Mm-hmm. What I'm finding happening more and more in my research...
Would that be the same thing as another mailbox?
No. It's actually like an electronic filing cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
So every system, whether a person's using Outlook, Eudora, GroupWise, or Lotus Notes, they all have these folder creating capabilities. And it's very easy to do. It's just a question of, clicking on something on the menu that says create folder.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can name them. You can have hundreds of folders, just like you would with paper. And what I recommend that, you take things out of your inbox when you're finished with them and you file them in a folder.
The whole email, put them in a folder.
The whole email.
Well, now, what I've been doing, I've not been doing what you just said. What I've done is I've created other mailboxes. In other words, I'll go back and beyond a certain date, the things that I want to keep, I'll keep that whole, but I won't have them in their own, I won't have, I'll have like 3 months of email that I want to keep, and I'll put that in an email mailbox, and I'll date it. I'll give it a name.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's wrong with that?
Nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that at all.
What's better about having folders than the mailboxes?
I think that they actually serve the same purpose. One thing is they take everything out of the current inbox.
Right.
The inbox is fresh.
Right.
And you can then deal with your tasks easier.
Well, see, that's what I do is I go in about every 3 months. I go in and I move things that are 3 months old that I don't want to keep. I move those into the other inbox. It's off, as you say, it's not in my inbox. But one of the things I like to do, see, Christina, is I go back and notice. I mean, sometimes, let's say you're on the show 3 months from now.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go back and see the record of what you and I talked about the last time we emailed.
Right.
So that's how come I want to keep this.
Well, yeah. So the only difference between you having this secondary, shadow inbox versus folders is that in that inbox you've got a lot of different items, and then you're going to search on that.
Yeah, I'll search for Christina.
That's
or,
right.
Or
you'll
Kevin.
Do,
mm-hmm.
you'll do a search on that. Now, what the difference with folders would be that you can have folders, for every subject at work. So then you can automatically file things into those folders. So therefore, if you are going back to look for something, then you just click on the folder, and now you've got a separate set of messages that pertain to that.
Right.
One other little tip I suggest, Jim, that people don't think about doing, because subject lines, when people send us information and we want to keep it, because subject lines tend to be poorly written up, they're fairly nebulous, and don't talk about the content much, what I recommend before you file is you actually change the subject line. And you put something in the subject line, because you can do that, no problem.
I hadn't thought about that.
No, change
That's
the subject line.
That's a great idea.
That's a great
idea.
So it means something to you.
Absolutely.
And then file it.
I hadn't thought about that.
Yep, and that's why I wanted to make sure to mention, because it's one of the nicest time-saver tools, is if you just change the line to something it means to you, then you've put it in the folder, you can retrieve it easily.
Ladies and gentlemen, Christina Cavanaugh, she's the email expert. Her book is called Managing Your Email, Thinking Outside the Inbox. I love that title. Christina, will you come back and do this again?
Oh, I'd love to, Jim.
You got a lot more you need to teach us, and we're going to get you back again real soon. Thanks, Christina.
Well, thank you very much, and have yourself a great day.
We'll see you next time. Don't forget, folks, that book's available wherever books are sold. Quick break. I'll be right back with Cherie Carter-Scott. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.